that time of days was discussing the difference between the Mishnah and the Braisa regarding a case of Ganav Lamachar B'Shabbos. Where the Mishnah tells us in such a case, one is Chayim, one cannot apply the principle of Kimei D'Rabnei, but yet the Braisa tells us in such an instance one is Potter. How could it be that one is Potter? Where do you see that there is a simultaneous Chiyuv for Chiyuv Misa and the Chiyuv Mamans? Rabbi Archama tells us we're referring to the following Ukimta, that Lokeach says, or quotes to enemy Tenasi, we're talking about a case where Al Yidei and Melacha on Shabbos, Al Yidei Ktsira, that secures the kinyan. The Gemara says, but still that's difficult. Because if the Toveya, the Lokeach, was Toveya Bedin, certainly Bezin would not say to the Gan of the Zil Shlim, and if that is the case, the Mechira is not considered to be a Mechira at all. And therefore, there shouldn't be any Chiyuv of Dalet Vehei in those instances. So the Gemara tells us not necessarily. For this we can invoke the Chiddush of Rava, the parallel to the case of Esnan Zona. Just as in the case of Esnan Zona, where Rava says that Esnan Asra Torah Afilu Ba'al Imo, Hu Hadinami, that is true in this case as well. Because in the case of Esnan Zona, the Girsa we have in the Gemara is the following, that Itava, if there was a Tviya Bedin for the Dmei Esnan, that Eino Chayim Vashalei, but nonetheless, if payment in fact is rendered that is not considered to be Dmei Matana, that is considered to be Dmei Znus, so Hu Hadinami, the same thing would apply in our case as well. Even though technically speaking, if the Lokeach is Toveya Bedin, that Lo Amrein Lein Laganav Zil Shlim, but nonetheless, if payment in fact is made, it's not considered to be Matana, it is considered to be here an act of Mechira, it's considered to be Dmei Znus, and therefore we can understand the Chiddush of our Gemara. Why in fact is that true? What exactly is the link between Rabba Salach of Esnan Asur Torah Filo Ba'alima and our case? True in both instances, one can envision a case of Kimnei Derabine, but why is it that we assume that it's considered to be Dmei Mechira, not Dmei Matana, Dmei Znus, not Dmei Matana? Why is it that that in fact is the case? So, as we've discussed in the past, Tosfos writes in our Sugya, Dibur Maskil Ilu, and this is the Rashi of Metzia and Tzadi Aleph Medalev, Dibur Maskil Rava, that even though there are cases that we apply the principle of Kimnei Derabine, nonetheless there still is a Chiyu, Latzeis Yedei Shamayim. And since that is true, despite the fact that there will not be any Gvias Bezdin, but nonetheless, since Latzeis Yedei Shamayim Piron is necessary, so therefore, Choshev Dmei Esnan. It is not considered simply to be Dmei Matana. And Hu HaDinami in our case as well, since there is a Chiyuv Latzei Sidei Shamayim, in such a case it is not considered to be Dmei Matana, but rather it's considered to be a case of Dmei Mechira. And in principle then, one in fact could be Chayiv Dalet Vehei. So that's the Chiddush that both Rashi and Tosfos assume, that even though we're willing to apply the principle of Kimnei Derabinei, and there is no Bitsua HaOnesh Al Yedei Bezdin, but nonetheless there is a few Latzeis Yedei Shamayim. We pointed out last week the following Chiddush of the Noda B'Yuda, found in Mitzlach, in Psachim, in Dav, called Tesem Aleph, the Ramaskil, the Tosus, where the Noda B'Yuda writes that this can only be possible according to the Chachamim, but not according to Rabbi Nechunya ben Hakam. The Chiddush of Noda B'Yuda is the following, that we assume that Kimnei Derabinei applies to Chayvei Misos, but it does not apply to Chayvei Krisos. But the Braisa tells us in Ksuvos Daf Lamed Amud Aleph that is not true according to Rabbi Nechunya ben Hakana. Rabbi Nechunya ben Hakana is Oses Yom HaKippurim LeShabbos L'Yom Tashlumin. What does it mean that Yom Kippur is comparable to Shabbos? That just as when it comes to Chayvei Misos we'll assume Kimnei Derabinei, that Hu HaDinami when it comes to Chayvei Krisos as well. The machlokes that we saw between Abayi and Rava, exactly what the source of Rabbi Nechunya ben Hakana's Chiddush is. Perhaps it's based on the concept of Oson, the parsha of Dmei Velados, and according to Rabbi Nechunya ben Hakana, the term Oson is referring to even Nisa, which is Bidei Shamayim as well, Bracious Mendez, the Pasuk of Vikaro Oson, Yaakov is said to his sons regarding his sphere of Binyamin. It wasn't a Chiyuv of Nisa's Bezdin, but perhaps something would occur, Bidei Shamayim. And Rabbi says that no, we derive from the parsha of Molech that even that which is Bidei Shamayim is subject to Kimnei Derabinei. So we started to discuss that Pashut Pshat, this is a somewhat critical but a technical machlokes, whether this applies to only on Shabbos din or whether it even applies to a chiyuv misa, which is yidei shamayim. But the Tzlach writes that this is something that is quite fundamental. If you assume that halacha of kinyan ravmine is midine bitsua ha'onesh, the bezin cannot exact an additional punishment, well, of course, then the chachamim will naturally assume that it can only apply to a chiyuv misas bezin. It cannot apply to a chiyuv which is iser kares. In a case of kares, bezin is not asked to wear two hats. They're asked simply to be done on one onesh, an onesh of mamon. They're not being asked to render any decision as far as the chiyuv kares is concerned. So if you assume it's a halacha in bitsua ha'onesh, therefore very mistaber, then one should distinguish between chavi misus as opposed to chavi grisus. If you assume right now in chuni ben harkana, the concept of kimei ramni applies even to cases of chavi grisus as well, then obviously that cannot be a halacha in bitsua ha'onesh. Bezdin is only addressing a single onesh, and yet we argue you cannot do so because of kimei d'rabine. Apparently, what do you see? That it's a much more basic halacha, aside from business, considered to be a hafkava, that in a case where the Torah says that there is an onesh hachamur, that exempts the onesh hakal. And therefore, Rabbi Yehuda ben Chana, based on Psukim, tells us that that onesh hachamur can apply even to onshin bidei shamayim as well. How does that then relate to us? That's the chiddush then of this life. If you assume that kimnei rabbi, Rabbi Yehuda ben Chana is lachem bitzua ha'onesh, then you understand very well the chiddush of Tosfos in our sugya, that true, bidinei adam, there's no chiyuv, but there still could be a chiyuv, let's say, sedei shamayim. The fact that bezin will not exact an onesh, that is not linked to the fact of whether, let's say, sedei shamayim, a person is obligated to pay. However, if you assume this applies even to cases of chayvei krisus, and therefore kimnei d'rabbanei is not a halachin bitzua onshei bezin, but rather it is something which is more basic, that the Torah does not enforce a dual onesh, then could it make sense to assume that nonetheless there is still a chiyuv latzei sedei shamayim? That's the leap of the Tzlach, where the Tzlach writes that no, the chiddush of Rava, the Eskan Asa Torah filo balimo, as understood by Rashi and Tosfos, that is a function of a chiyuv which is latzei sedei shamayim, that can only be a libid chachamim, as we assume malacha, but not a libid rabbi nochanim ben hakana. That certainly is a great chiddush. And as he pointed out, the Achiezer very strongly disagrees. The Achiezer is found in Chelek Aleph, Simen Chav, Hosches, where Chaim Ozer writes the following. No, that's not true. Everyone agrees that the kimnei d'rabbanei is halacha in bitsua of Beis Din. Certainly, Rabbi Nochanim ben hakana agrees to that as well. But you can't confuse the two onshin. Bezin cannot go ahead and punish and administer onesh B. Onesh B certainly is an onesh which is ayde bezin. If what? So that's the chiddush Rabbi Nochanim ben Hakana. Bezin cannot impose onesh B if one is already subject to onesh A. Onesh A can even be that which is bidei shamayim. But the halacha that prevents Bezin from exacting punishment, of course that's halacha in Bitsua Bezin. The chiddush of Nechini ben Akan is that Onesh A can be Dei Shamayim, but Onesh B, obviously, is only when it comes to Onshe Bezin, and that is halacha Bitsua HaOnesh, in which case one could certainly argue that even according to Rabbi Nechini ben Akana, Bezin will not enforce, because there was a prior Onesh, but nonetheless, there is still a chiyuv lasei sedei shamayim when it comes to kimnei d'rabbanei, even alibi d'rabbi nachmanu ben hakana. So, critical machlokes, whether there is any reason to align our chiddush of Rava with the shita sachachamim against Rabbi Nachmanu ben hakana. This chiddush of Rashi and Tosfos, that even in cases of kimnei d'rabbanei, there is a chiyuv lasei sedei shamayim. What exactly does that mean? So, number one, it means that Piraon is necessary, let's say Sidei Shamayim, but then Rashi adds Kiddush too, and same Rashi in Bava Metzia Daf Tzani Aleph, that means that Tfisa would work as well. And therefore, Im Tafas, Lo Mafkir Amina. What exactly do we mean by a Chiyuv, let's say Sidei Shamayim? It doesn't just simply mean that in the realm of Isser Veheter, Tshuv is necessary, but in the realm of Choshen Mishpat, that's the Kiddush of Rashi, that if Tafas, Lo Mafkir Amina. And the question is, when do we assume that that is true? Because even though Rashi and Tosfos both argue that in cases of Kimlei D'Rabbanei, there's a chiyuv latzei sedei shamayim, but there are cases explicitly that we assume that there is a chiyuv latzei sedei shamayim. That is the sugya in Hakones, earlier in Bava Kamma, Daf Nun Hei, Mevayz, Daf Nun Vav, Mem Aleph, where the Gemara tells us the name of Rabbi Yeshua, that arba dvarim ha'oso san pota b'dini adam v'chayi b'dei shamayim. A case of kofif kamasal shel chavero, a case of sokrei de'sheker, yodei edus l'chavero v'eino meiglo. Cases where midina de Gemara, not just a chiddush of the Rishonim, a midina de Gemara, there is a chiyu lasei sedei shamayim. What exactly does this mean? That in these instances there is a chiyuv latzei sedei shamayim. Or to put it differently, the chiddush of Rashi, that tfisa works in a case of kimlei d'rabbanei, would you argue a great chiddush that in all four of those cases, and daf nun hei mabeis, we would assume that since there is a chiyuv latzei sedei shamayim, so therefore tfisa would work? Is it mistaber to assume that's the case? Yodet edus l'chavero ve'enu meidlo, I have a right to be tofes. Is that really true? So it's explicit in the Tshuvas HaRivash that that is not the case. The Tshuvas HaRivash is found in Simon Shin Tzadi Beis, that even though the Gemara is explicit in several cases that there's a Chiyuv Latzei Sedei Shamayim, but there's no right to Tfisa, if Tafas, certainly Mafkinaminei. And this is what the Tzos discusses at length in Simon Chavches. That's where the Mechaber quotes this halacha that Kol HaYodeh Idus LaChavero Ve'eno Meidlo, true, one is Potter B'din Yadon, but yet, chayim bidei shamayim. So the Tzos refers you to the Tshuvas HaRivash, that you're chayim bidei shamayim, but if tafas, mafkinamina. And the Tzos questions, is this really the case? Because doesn't Rashi tell us explicitly, in a case of kimlei d'rabbanei, that there's a chiyuv latzei sedei shamayim, and the nafkamina is A, that we consider the dmei Znus to be Dmei Esna, not Dmei Matana, but B, also Tvisa, in fact, works. So the Tzos refers you to the Marshal and Yom Shoshlom on Perek HaKones, Perek Vav, Simin Vav, where the Marshal writes that no, there's no Tzad HaShavash Abahen, that one cannot just simply go ahead and equate, right, Latzei Sedei Shamayim with Latzei Sedei Shamayim. It means different things in different contexts, and just because Tvisa would work in certain instances, does not mean that universally tfisa, in fact, would work. After all, in cases on daf nun hei and beis, why is it that there is no chiyuv b'dinei adam? That's because it is not considered to be a full and absolute ma'isa hezek. Those are cases of grama. And gram is considered tipater. True, I was goren hefsed mamam, a failure to be made. But one cannot call that a ma'isa hezek b'yadayim with the chiyuv tashlumin. And therefore, in those cases, tfisa would not work. Mashen ken in cases of kimlei d'rabbanei, in such an instance, certainly the ma'isa hezek was absolute, the kriyas hashirayim, or a case of tavach u'machar. In another context, of course, one would be chayiv. There, the chiyuv is exempted, right, because of kimlei d'rabbanei. So only in that context would Rashi and Tosfos assume that tfisa in fact would work, where the chiyuv is generated. But in cases of gramav, kofif, kamaso, yodeh, edus, sochrei, disheker, in that instance, there, the chiyuv, mamon, the chiyuv, tashlumin, is incomplete. And in such a case, we would never assume that tfisa in fact would work. And therefore, again, the Marshal writes, there's no reason to assume that Rashi and the Tshuvas HaRivash would disagree. Simply, it depends on why it is that there is no chiyu b'dine adam. Okay, the chiddush of the Marshal could have ended there, but then the Marshal goes a step further and comments as follows, that these two halachos are applicable even within kimlei d'rabbanei. Rashi's chiddush that kimlei d'rabbanei creates a chiyuv latzei sedei shamayim and tfisa therefore would work is not true of all instances of kimlei d'rabbanei. Sometimes yes and sometimes no. After all, one could envision very different models of kimlei d'rabbanei. Let's assume, for example, you're dealing with the following case. where a person is mechal Shabbos and there is an onish of mammon, as in our case, and a person is punished for the chilul Shabbos. That's an extreme position. A person is put to death. Well, obviously there is no chiyuv mammon. Kim neder aminei. One then could envision a very different possibility, where a person in Afinami was mechal Shabbos, but there is no absolute onish of Yisro. B'zman hazeh, b'shogeg, tanit v'chizkiyah, b'mezeg v'tan hasra. Even b'shogeg, we assume, chayim yisro shogegin, p'turim en ha-tashlumin. We discussed yesterday, the two halachos. But tanit v'chizkiyah, chayim yisro shogegin, p'turim en ha-tashlumin. That also results in a kim neder avmineh, that there is no gviyas mamon. Are those two halachos identical, or are they not? So Marshal writes the following Kiddush. In a case of Kimnei Derabinei, where there is Bitsua Onesh, that Bezdin enforces Ones A, then clearly that exempts, that is Mafkia Onesh Vilagamre. There you would not assume that there is a Chiyuv, let's say, Sidei Shamayim or Tfisa would work. When do we assume that that is true? Where in principle a person has violated an avera chamura, but there is no bitzua onesh. Bezman hazeh, or chayvim yisro shogeg b'tumah tashlumin. That's when Rashi maintains that there's a chiyuv latzeh sidei shamayim, and in those instances, tfisa in fact would work. That's the further chiddush of the Marshal. Not only is there a difference between Grama as opposed to Kimlei Derabinei, but within Kimlei Derabinei, there are two different models, and only in one, where there is no Bitsua Onesh, do we assume that there's a Chiyu, let's say Yisidei Shamayim. Is there any Raya to this? The Tzos begins by saying, L'chorid Divrei HaMarshal Hemet Divrei Nevius. Is there any Raya to assume that this, in fact, is true? And then in the next paragraph, the Tzos writes that no, he thinks there is a clear right to support this view of Marshal, and that's the sugi we discussed on Hedron Daf Ayin Beis Amud Aleph, the case of Bava Mafteres. The Gemara describes the following case of Rava, Ignu Vulei Dich Rava Mafteres. There literally was a case of Bava Mafteres that Rava experienced, and his chefetz, his behemos, were stolen in the process. The Gemara says, Ahadmin Nihalei, the Ganav wanted to return the stolen property to Rava. And lo kiblinhu, he did not accept, he refused to accept, right, that which was stolen. Why is that true? Hovel v'nafik mipumei derav debidamim kaninhu. Because after all, Rava heard from Rav that, what do you mean? We apply the concept of a kimlei derabinei, and therefore the Ganav was in fact konen. And since the Ganav was kona the Chefza HaGanav, HaGazel, in such an instance, he is entitled. And Rava was not willing to go ahead and to accept that in return. Tosus is bothered by the following difficulty. Tosus, Sanhedrin, and Beis Amat Ravasal Kavlinu. This is Lushitase. This is the Tosus in our Sugya. Even when you enforce a case of Kimei Derabinei, good, there's no Bitsua HaOnesh. So Beis Din will not insist that the Ganav render Tashlumin. But there's a chiyuv, which is let's say Sidei Shamayim. So therefore, Amay lo kimel. I understand this. I mean, it's chasidus of a soni matanos yifin. So if there's no level or measure of chiyuv whatsoever, Rava was not willing to accept. I understand. But if you're telling me that no, meikar hadin there is a chiyuv, it's just in terms of bitsua ha'onesh. Bezin will not exact. Well, then why is it that Rava should not be willing to do so? That's Tosus is Kasha, again, the Shitase, where Tosus assumes that there's a Chiyuv, Lotzei Sidei Shamayim. So Tosus says the following, V'tirtzu sheheim lo hayu matzirin elam yishum shehayim svurin shebedin chayavin lahatzim. Tosus says, Hachama yaskina. But that was the case. If the Ganav would have given the Chayfetz back to Rava, understanding this Lundus, that even though there is no chiyuv bidei adam, but there is a mitzvah latzei sidei shamayim, and that would have been their intent, so certainly Rava would have been willing to be mekabel that chayfetz. However, that was not their intent. their assumption of surrendering the chayfetz is because they thought that me'ikar hadin, this is necessary. And therefore, Rava was not willing to go ahead and to receive. Zelsmer points out the following. Should that really make a difference? After all, Rashi writes, the Tisa works. I understand. If you're going to tell me I have no right to be told this, and therefore payment is only if the Ganav is doing to Losei Sidei Shamayim. So if he was misinformed, he is under the assumption he's chayv tusa mikar hadin. When that's not the case, I understand my hesitancy. Zelz writes, Tvisa works. Tvisa means you do not need the Ratzon HaGanav in order to seize that chayfetz. So therefore, according to Rashi, the Mahani Tvisa, afilo ratzon lasei she shamayim. Why is it that Rava was unwilling? So here is a further chiddush that the Ktzos writes and based on the Marshal. Marshal said there are two models of a kimmeder abinu. One is where there was bitsua ha'onish, and the other is where there was not. Literally, that means a person is killed, so Bezdin is not going to turn to him right before the onish Bezdin and say, oh, by the way, pay. If, however, meizin without hasra or shogeg, in such a case, then there is chiyuv latzeis sidei shamayim and tvis and fechabur. And what about this case of Rava? Is this called model A or model B? The case of ignud dichri b'makteretz. So this is the chiddush that the Ktzos writes. In the case of Baba Machteres, why is he exempt from Amon? Because of the din rode and nita mahatzila b'nafsho. Kiddush is the following. That's comparable to Abdina HaChumra. That's comparable to the case where the Onish was meted out. That's not like a case of Shogeg. Here, it was true that he was labeled as a Rodeh, and everyone had the right to go ahead and to kill him. Needs not see him in Afsha. That Onish, so to speak, he received. True. He never was summoned to Bezdin and killed, but nonetheless, if you're dealing with the halach of Rode, and the halach of Rode is Niklan Tzila B'Nafsho, and that in fact occurred to this individual, that is comparable to the case of Abdinan Le'Hachumra. In such a case, there's no Chiyuv L'Tzeis Sidei Shamayim. In those cases, Tfisa would not work. If, for example, you're dealing with an onesh which is purely bedini shamayim, that's called avdina hachumra, because the person is punished. If the onesh is one of misas bezdin and bezdin is not punished, yeah, that's kind of misas shogeg and turn atashlumin. But if the onesh would be bedei shamayim, and the person is receiving onesh bedei shamayim, or the onesh is din rodev, and the person, Enochinami, received the status of Rodev. In such a case, that's comparable to the first model of Kimeder Abinei. And in that instance, Tfisa would not work. That's the Chiddush that the Ktzos writes. That's exactly why even though Rashi writes that generally Tfisa would not work, it would not work in a case, right, of Baba Mavteres. And that is exactly why that Rava was not willing to receive the chayvitz in return, because in those instances there's no chiyu, even let's say Sidei Shamayim. That's the chiddush that tells above and beyond the Marshal. The Marshal writes the term of Abdinan HaChumra. Hoshavshav, that means Bitzua HaOnesh. The Tzos just adds that if you're dealing with an Onesh which is Bidei Shamayim, that's called Bitzua HaOnesh. Or if you're dealing with a consequence of Nitna Tzilu B'Nafsha, that's called Abdinan HaChumra. That's the chiddush that tells. Just tying in with the previous piece we had in Rav Chaim, you look at the continuation of the Ktzos, that's where the Ktzos discusses the onesh of Me'ila. Tashlumei Me'ila, is that called an onesh bidei Bezdin? Or is that called an onesh which is bidei Shamayim? Is Tashlumei Me'ila a form of Kapara? Or is it considered to be a form of Tashlume Mamon that was relevant for the piece we had earlier in the Rambam of Enoloke Umesham. The Chiddush of the Marshal, an extension of Tzos, is the following, that there are two possibilities of a case of Kimnei Deragine. In an instance that we're willing to label as Abdinan Hachumra, whether you limit it to the Marshal's case or you extend it even to the Tzos, that is considered to be a Hafka. The Vera Hachamura, the Onish, which is more Chamur, that exempts the Onish Hakal. But then there's a second tier, right, of Kimnei Deragine, that is not true. And that is the halacha we mentioned in terms of the Bitsua Ha'onesh. And there, in principle, the second chiyuv exists. And that's where Tvisa works. And that's where there's a chiyuv. Let's say Sidei Shamayim. This distinction of the two halachos could be relevant as well to an earlier sugya in Baba Kama, at the very beginning of the Sefer Daftar Amud Aleph. That's where the Gemara deals with the various cases of the Arbavos Nezikin, and the Gemara has the phrase of Lo Hari Ashor, Shankare HaMavet. That Shor has a certain Chumra over Mavet. Mavet, you know, Makokas Rav and Shmuel, the possibility that Mavet is Adam. So is that really true? That Shor is more Chumra than Adam? Where do you see that that is true? So the Gemara Daf Dalam Lav says, yes, very possibly. After all, Shor is Mishan Nesakofer. Shor Shaharagis Adam is Mishan Nesakofer. Adam is a Mishan Nesakofer. So therefore, one could envision, in a certain sense, that Shor is even more Chamor than Adam. So Tosus Dermasal Kuri, he is bothered by the following. Hikshari Va, my Chumra Hizu. How is that considered to be a Chumra? Well, of course, a Rotseach is a Chayiv Kofer. That's a little bit off show. He's put to death. Had the ein mishalim es hakofer, mishum v'kim le'beram v'nei. Why is that considered to be a chumra? If you were to put the Baal HaShor to death, you also wouldn't exact kofer. So how can you say that kofer is a chumra relative to what? Whether to Ritzicha, whether it's known as Shemisa? How could that be? We discussed in the earlier shiurim, we talked about kofer versus mamon. Is that assumption that you've got correct? Is the reason that one is exempt from kofer in the case of Ritzicha because of Kimnei Deragine? Rivas says explicitly yes. How is this considered to be a chumra? The reason that there's no kofer in a case of Ritzicha is because of Kimnei Deragine. That's a great kiddush. Right? The earlier shiurim we pointed out, maybe that's not true at all. The Shinur Kabet says that no. Kind of Kimnei Deragine. Kimnei Deragine does not apply to Tashlume Kapara. And Kofer is Tashlume Kapara. And therefore, in Achinami, we would have said that a Rotzeach has to pay Kofer, if not for a Pasuk. Allah v'lo ala Adam, that's a Kula. It's not because of Kimnei Deragine. That's what Shidduch Vetzer suggested. But the Rivo is against that. The Rivo assumes that now the fact that one is Potter min HaKofer is a function of Kimnei Deragine. That's a Chiddush. The Kimnei Deragine apply even to Tashlume Kofer, which is a form of Kapara. So assuming the premise of the Riva, that the Ptur is because of Kimnei Deragine, so how is this a Chumra Shor over Adam? So the Riva gives the following teretz. The Bishor gave Nami Potter mid the Tanil Bechizim. That's the teretz of the Riva. If you'd only be potter in mazid, you're right, I would never call that a kula, you're killed. But you're potter even in cases of shogeg as well. That is a kula. How do you understand, right, this split of Riva? In light of our Marshal and our Tzos, right? Mechora, that is added Bior to the Skiddush of the Riva. There are two halachos of Kimnei Deragine. Halacha number one of Kimnei Deragine is Hecha Dine Enash, Avdinan HaChumra. In a case of Avdinan HaChumra, the Kiddush is Ki'ilu Parah. Ki'ilu Parah. You're killing the guy for Chilul Shabbos. It's as though that the claim of the shirt is settled. A person is a rotzeach, he kills someone, he rips his shirt. You're putting the guy to death for Ritzicha. Ki'ilu parah. Right? That onesh exempts the Tashlum Hezek for ripping the person's shirt. That you would never say is a kula. That's the case of Abdinan Hachumra. And to couple it with the Lundus Narsugya, that in those cases, there's no Chiyuv Lassis in Shamayim, and in those cases of Tafas, Mafkinamina. There's no Chiyuv. But what about cases of Lo Abdinan Hachumra, where there is no Onish? There you cannot say that it's as though that the second tier of Tashlumin is Ki'ilu Para. It's as though it was exacted? What do you mean? There was no onus at all. How can you say that's Ki'ilu Para, Ki'ilu Kibel? And that's when you assume that there still is a Chiyuv Latzeis Shamayim. And that's when you assume that Tfisa would work. That's Tanu B'Chizkiya. Even Chavis HaShogim turn out Tashlumin. That's the Chiddush of the Riva, that is a kula. You would not consider it to be a kula, Hecha Denenash, Avdinan HaChumra. You wouldn't leave the court when someone is convicted of murder and he is killed saying he got off easily, right, because he didn't have to pay for the shirt. No, that's Avdinan HaChumra, Hecha Denenash. But in the case of Tanu D'Vechizkiya, that's not true. That's where Tfisa works. That's where Zechiv Latzeis Yedei Shamayim. That Pashim Shad is Zechidish, that one line, the Rivah. That's why the Gemara can say that there's a certain Chumah that sure has over Adam. In a case of Shogeg, in a case of Tanu D'Vechizkiya, that's considered to be Pashim Shad Tekun. So far, this is one possibility in our Gemara's understanding of Rafa, that Esten Asur Torah. Why is that true? Because there is a Zechiv Latzeis Yedei Shamayim. That is the Rashi of Metzi, and that is the Tosos in Arsum. There are two more possibilities in understanding Es Nasr Torah Filo Valima. One is the Meiri in Arsum, the name of the Chachmei Tzarfas, and the third is the Chidushi Haran in Sanhedrin, the Ayin Beis Haran. The second possibility is the following, which the Meiri acknowledges is based on a different gear than the Gemara. The Girsa we have in the Gemara says the following: in a case of Dalet Vehei, or in a case of Esten Zona, Lo Amir Leizil Shlim, Bezdin is not going to say you have to pay. It's a committed argument. The Miri points out the name of the Chachmei Tzafasim. This is found in the Ayinim Abayis Nasugya, the Ravaska of the Chachmei Tzafasim, where the Miri writes the following. That now our Gemara says something else entirely. Sha'af bezdin v'chayvinan litein esnan af b'chayvin isos. That's not what Rabbi said. You know why esnan asr Torah filu ba'al imo? Because bezdin is going to insist on tashlumin. Insist on tashlumin. And the Girsa of the Miri says of the Chachmei Tzarfas in our Gemara is Ela Vadai Arminan Zil Shlim. Vadai Arminan Zil Shlim. And the same is true in our case as well. Belakot B'Te'enim. Bezdin will insist that the Lokeach be compensated. And the same is true in the case of Chosin Kihapara, Badashba. That's the further case. That's what Metzi and Avtzani Aleph. I go ahead and I rent an animal from you, and part of my responsibility is to feed that animal, and I plow with that animal, Vani, this is the rice, and Lassam, some Shobanisha. So in such a case, there's a Chi of Malchus. Will that exempt a Chi of Mano? The Rei says that no. And Chosin Chi Abara, Mishalim, Bidini Abba. How can that be? How is it that you assume that there's a chiyuv tashlumin? In the case of Es and Asr Torah, Afilu Balimo, it's Gili Arayos, there's no Nishmisa. In our case, Lakot B'Tein, there's a chiyuv Shabbos, and Chosin Pi Hapara, There's an Isser Malchus in Elokei Mishalei. So that's the beautiful Kiddush the Miri quotes, that no, the only time we assume Kimnei Nerabine is if it is Derech Nizakim. Avo b'davar shekiba olav Derech Tnai Umasa Umatam. If it's something that one accepts upon oneself as a condition, as masu matan, this is part of our contractual agreement, like esnanzona, or like chosim apara, or like our case of a mechira b'shabes, you do not apply kimnei d'rabinei, and there's a chiyu b'deyadam, not just a chiyu b'lasei seir shemayim. You know, Slavetsch would use the terms of the difference between a shibud ha-Torah as opposed to a hiskaibus midas. In Nezikin, why is it the one is obligated to pay? That's a Torah-imposed chiyuv tashlumin. It's not that the mazik implicitly agrees that if I inquire, I will pay. The Torah imposes such a chiyuv tashlumin. That is a shibud, that is a hiskaibus that the Torah posits. That's when you apply kimnei d'rabinei. That's the case of Tamei Velodos, a Torah imposed chiyuv. Why am I obligated to render payment in these other cases? Whether it's a case of Shmira, or a case of Halva, or all these cases, cases of Mechira, that's because this is a Torah imposed shibud. This is because it was a Hiskaibus Midas. That was the deal, that was understanding. There was Das Kona, Das Makna, there was a personal Hiskaibus. The Kiddush of the Miri is that Kimnei Nerabnei does not apply in the realm of Hiskaibus Midas. And therefore, in our cases, of course there's a Chiyuv. Not just Latzei Kinei Shamayim. There's a Chiyuv Tashlomin. Because here this was, Mashikibo Lav Derech Tnai, Umasu V'matam. The third Shita. That's the Yin Sanhedrin we just discussed. I'm based on an Aleph. Rava did not want to go ahead and to receive, right, the gneva that was offered to him. Why? Because in the case of Baba Machteres, the gana was kona b'damim. Tosfos Kasha, we just said that, what do you mean? Isn't there a chiyuv latzei seir shamayim? So Tosfos Teretz is, no, that's not why they were offering payment. Right. They did so because they thought that they were chayav to do so b'day ado. So, Sofiyah Marshal, we just discussed, that's a case of Abdin and Hachumra. Grodei Dinkin Latzlev and Afsha. In such cases, there's no chayav, even not say Sidei Shemayim. Teretz number three, the Chedushi Haran, the Maskla Hadrinu, the name of Rabbeinu David. Dushiran writes the following. Delo dummy, you cannot compare the case of Esnan Zona to the case of Baba Machteres. In the case of Esnan Zona, of course there's a chiyuv. Why? Sarech ha'odom lama b'diburo. Afal pishla yishayiv min hadin. Chun esnan zona bezno not enforce. But you know why there's a chiyuv latzei seir shamayim? Because sarach adam lamo b'diburo. But in the case of Baba Machteres, that's not true. In Baba Machteres, there is no chiyuv latzei seir shamayim. That's Rabbeinu David. What exactly does that mean? This is the difference between a shibud as opposed to a hiskaibus midas. In a case of esnan zona, that is a hiskaibus midas. Mashenkin, Bama Machteres, the Torah imposes a shibud. That's not a case of hiskaibus midas at all. And the line of Gemini, whether it's a shibud hiskaibus midas, this is why it's a third shita. This is not the Meiri. The Meiri writes that in a shibud you apply kimnei d'rabinei. In hiskaibus midas you do not. The Chiddush Yeram B'Shem Rabbeinu David is, in both cases you apply Kim Leder Avinei. But our question, is there a Chiyuv L'Asei Sidei Shamayim? If you're dealing with the Yischagos Midas, yes, then there's a Chiyuv L'Asei Sidei Shamayim. Because that was the deal. You agreed to pay. So if Bez is not going to enforce, but still, there's a Chiyuv L'Asei Sidei Shamayim. That's exactly Asanasa Chafi Dabalimo. But that's not true of a Kimle Ramine, where you're dealing with an Onesh, where you're not dealing with the Yishtagos Midas. You're dealing with imposed Shibudi. It's very similar to the Meiri in terms of the distinction between Shibud as opposed to Yishtagos Midas. Very different in terms of Nafka Mina. Right, for the Meiri, you have to come on to the Chiddush of a different Giras in our Gemara. You don't apply Kimle Ramine in cases of Yishtagos Midas. The Chiddush around, you do apply Kimle Ramine. But the basis of the Chiyuv L'Asei Sidei Shamayim is because there was Yischagos Midas, an agreement, and therefore, in those cases, of course, one is Chayim. Mashenk in the cases of Baba Machteres. So therefore, in all three cases that the Rebbe mentioned, whether it's a case of, again, Esen Zona, the case of Chosin Bihapara, that's when we assume that that's true. So again, that's a third shita in the Chiddush Yehara. If you look at the Chiddush Yehara, that's Poshim Shat in Rabbeinu David. You take a look at the Ktzos and others, right? They seem to understand the Rabbeinu David differently. The Poshim Shat, right? When is there a Chiyuv L'Asei Sidei Shamayim? Right? When is it Yischagos Midas? Even if Bezalel enforced, but there was an admission, there was an agreement, and therefore, Tzarech Adam Mama B'Diburo. You would not say Tzarech Adam Mama B'Diburo in a case of Baba Machteres. This distinction between Shibud as opposed to Yischagos Midas, right, has many different ramifications aside from our sugya of Kimlei B'Dravmei. If you look in the opening Mishnah in the Maseches Sanhedrin, there, the Mishnah tells us, Dinim Amos B'Shlosha, Gzeilos V'Chavolos B'Shlosha. The Gemara tells us, Gimel Mer Aleph, Rav Acha Bei Rav Ika, that there are different cases of Dinim Amos. There are cases of Gzeilos V'Chavolos, that's the second half of the statement, but Dinim Amos B'Shlosha is referring to Hoda'os V'Halvaos. Case of Havoah. Rav Acha Bei Rav Ika writes with Nafgaminas Daraisa. Rav Acha Bei Rav Ika assumes that a Bez Din of Shlosha is only necessary for Gzeilos V'Chavolos. But when it comes to a Halva, Mi Daraisa Chad Na Mikasha. You don't need a Bez Din of Shlosha. Nafgamina number two, Poshim Shem. Rav Acha Bei Rav Ika Mi Daraisa Chad Na Mikasha. What type of Dayan is that? Poshim Shat Megamara, that is a hedyot, not a mumchim. Zelos v'chavos requires gimel mumchim. Mashen came when it comes to halvaos, you need a single hedyot, midaraisa. What is the basis of that distinction? V'chora, that is the hagdara. Zelos chavolos, that is a shibud that the Torah imposes. That requires a bezin of three mumchim. That's not true in cases of halvaos. I go ahead and I borrow money and agree to pay you back and I did not do so. That's yischagos midas. In such an instance, Rav Acha Bei Rav Ika writes, the whole parsha of gimel mumchim does not apply. Tosus and Kedushin Daf Yud Gimel Beis makes a further distinction. That's where the Gemara discusses the concept of Shibuda Daraisa. Shibuda Daraisa. What exactly does that mean? What's a nafkamin and Shibuda Daraisa? Even though this is a very large sugya, right, the Gemara is nafkamina. Right, this is a somewhat unusual one. The Gemara says the following: Yoledes sheviya chatasa umesa. Woman's gebirth, she's obligated to bring a chatas and an ola. The chatas can only be brought by her, so she brought her chatas. And then the yoledes died, and the karban ola was not offered. It wasn't even designated. There was no hafrasha. Is there a chiyuv incumbent upon the yorshim to offer that karban ola? The Gemara says that depends on Shibud HaDaraisa. Depends on the Nafkamin and Shas on Shibud HaDaraisa. If you hold Shibud HaDaraisa, then Yavio Yarshim Olasa. The Yarshim have to bring the carbon. If Shibud HaDaraisa, she had to bring the carbon. But that chiv is not transferred to the Yarshim. You see an interesting chiddush in the Gemara? Not for us immediately, but the fact that a person is chayiv a karban, thus is chayiv a karban, that is not only to be understood in the realm of yoredeya, mitzvah, that also is to be understood in the realm of chosh mishpa. That's a very great chiddush. In other words, Bez Din has a tfiyas mamon. Hekdish has a tfiyas mamon. Kenegen ha-karban. You owe the karban to Hekdish. Not just simply because of a mitzvah. You owe the karban b'taras mamon. If it was a mitzvah, a meisus chavshim and a mitzvahs, how is the mitzvah sakarba fulfilled? Are they a yorshim? No, the chiddush is there's a shibud lahavi a sakarba. And we've discussed in many different examples, cases where the line sometimes is blurred between what is a mitzvah, right, and what is a shibud. So, since Siman Reish Sani is an example, right, that tzedakah is not really a mitzvah, tzedakah is a shibud, it's a shibud mamon. So, since the Siman Reish Sani is a cut gimel, that's what the Kesem Mishnah writes in the very end of Hilchos Nachos. Beis Din will force a person to give tzedakah not because of kfiyah ha-mitzvos, but because of gviyah shibudim. It's an important chiddush. Your money is not fully yours. Some of it is earmarked. And Bezna has the right to be gobe in a chasa, not because of kfiyah ha-mitzvos, because of kfiyas ha-shibudim. And we've discussed in the past the chiddush of the Iranian that there are differences because there's a different caliber of Bezna necessary to be kofal ha-mitzvos than simply to collect the debt which is owed. Kfiyah ha-mitzvos, that's a Bezna smuchim shever etz Yisrael. Our Beis Din b'zman hazeh is not going to force the person, right, to put out tefillin, but they will force the person to pay back his debt. That's a chiddush. That's true of tzedakah. That's what the Gemara assumes is true when it comes to karba. Interesting chiddush. And what exactly do we mean by shibud daraisa, shibud lav daraisa? That's what the Ran writes in Pesuvos and daf Mendal Mavez and daf Yariv, the chiddush of Yotam, that there are shnei shibudim. There's a shibud haguf and there's a shibud nechasim. Shibud haguf is certainly daraisa. I owe. Shibud daraisa means the shibud nechasim is daraisa. The Ritva uses the language in Kedushin Afikum Obeis that a shibud is a kinyan nechatzayim. It's not just simply I owe. Of course you owe. But that's not a din daraisa. Of course you owe. It means that your nechasim are knuy l'toveya. It means that in certain cases you are mazik, it means the nichse haniza. The nichse hamazik are knuy l'niza. To ensure knuya. That's a shibud nechasim. That's the concept of shibud daraisa. When do you assume that this is true? The shibud daraisa and shibud lav daraisa. What's the bottom line? How, in fact, do we assume those cases? So that tells us in the Mishnah Megillah Beis, writes that there's a marked distinction between a karban or nizikin as opposed to a milva al peh. In a case of halva, we do not assume shibud daraisa. In a case of nizikin, or in that case of the Gemara, chiyuv karban, that's when we assume shibud daraisa. What exactly is this distinction? That's exactly what Tosfos comments. When do we assume Shiva Raisa regarding a Milva Haksuva Betorah? What is a Milva Haksuva Betorah? Shibur. Halva is not called a Milva Haksuva Betorah. What exactly does that mean? A halva is not a Milva Haksuva Betorah? Doesn't the Torah say in Kesef Talvas Amin? Doesn't the Torah insist that you should pay? Well, the answer is the following. What created that chiyuv? That chiyuv is not created through a shivat haTorah, but rather as a hisnaibus midas. In hisnaibus midas, we don't necessarily assume shivat haTorahisa. In hisnaibus midas, shouldn't that really depend on whatever the terms were? Well, when I borrowed money from you, what were the terms of the deal? If there was a shtar, and the shtar says that you have a right to take a shirt off my back or foreclose on my house, well, of course you have a shiva nechasim. And if not, then not. We don't automatically assume a shiva d'araisa. In cases of nezikin or karban, then we do. That is the chiddush that alfidin is called. The shibud, where we assume shiva d'araisa. Posh Rav Shabbos, this is exactly the difference. The chiddush in the sugya of Metzian Daf Tzani Dalet regarding masna mashakasa b'Torah. The Mishnah tells us in Bava Metziah Tzari Dalet that Masna Shamar Chinam Lios Pater Mishua. Or a Shoel to make a Tznai that he would be Pater Mila Shalim. In other words, that Shmira is subject to conditions. You ask me to wash your chayfetz, I have the right to say I'll be happy to do it, but you know what? If you come back and I tell you that it was stolen, you have to believe me. I have no desire to go to Bezin to make a shvud aras. Or you can have a case of a shomer sachar, where a shomer sachar is going to say it's going to be hard for me to wash, I'm going to have to take off days of work, you have to pay me for it, but I want to be exempt in all cases, even gneva vavedo. So the Mishnah says that's fine. That's subject, it's nine. So the Gemara asks, why is that fine? Why isn't that comparable to a case of Hareat Mukudeshisli, Amanash Eina Chalai Shirksus Vona? Why isn't that similar to making a Tznai Bikidushin, which is a Machlokas Rav Meir Rav Yehuda as to whether Masna Oda Masha Kasa B'Torah? Can you do that? Do you have a right to do that or not? And Rav Meir maintains that you have no right to do so. So the Gemara says, what do you mean? The case of Shmira is very different from the case of Kedushin. Why is that true? The Lashon HaGemara, Yishani Acha, Shmira is different because Deme'ikara lo shibet nafsha. He never agreed to more. The Shomer never agreed to make a Shvuah. The Shomer never agreed to be Chayv in Geneva Vaveda. Well, the obvious difficulty is the following. Literally, Me'ikara lo shibet nafsha. And what about the chasam? Haret mukadeshesli amanash in the chalai shirk sasvona. He never agreed to more. And don't forget, who's the one who says ena mas mashak vasa b'torah? Rav Meir. Rav Meir is the one, Ksuvas Daf Nun Vav, that assumes you need a tnai kafel. Which means the chasam didn't just say that. The chasam said if yes, and if not, then not. No? The chasam stated explicitly. If these terms are okay, then we'll be married, and if not, then not. And Rav Meir says, no, forget about it, you're married, with all the responsibilities of Ishus. And Ramas Mashakosa B'Torah means that Tznai is Botel. The Mais is Kayat, the Tznai is Botel, they're married, he's Chayiv M'Shir K'suz Vona, even though he said, if then, if not, then not. That's the Tosus and Ksuvus who was bothered by this. How in the world can that be? What do you mean, Karlo Shibit Navshem? You can give the chasam musar, you can tell him that's not the right thing to ask your future wife to forgo any responsibilities, but how can you be machayev him? That's the answer the Tosus gives. A lengthy Tosus in Suvis, this path of the Tosus in Daf Nun Vav Beis, where Tosus says, isn't there a big difference between them? How can you equate Ishus with the Parshas HaShomrim? When it comes to Shmira, the language of Tosas is Mishabdim Asim Lachola Kosav Aparsha. Hilkaf, Bamakom Shem Mishabdim Asim Aparsha. What does that mean? Yisrabis Midas. Why is a Shomer obligated to be a Shomer? Because the Torah insisted he be a Shomer. The Torah doesn't insist that he be a Shomer. He opted in. Well, if it's a Yisrabis Midas, so therefore that's subject to your discretion, to the terms. And if the Baal HaChefetz and the Shomer agree that, whatever, that the Shomer Chida is going to be Chayiv and Bnei Baveda, or the Shomer Sacher is going to be Potter, or no Shvua, that's fine. The Torah doesn't have a vested interest. The Torah gives you models. But it's not called going against the Torah to say that the Shomer Chida will be Chayiv and Bnei Baveda. That's not true when it comes to Kedushin. When it comes to Kedushin, the Torah has an image, a vision, right, of what Isha should be. Rashi and Natsugi and Bamitzi and Dabtzaridal uses a beautiful phrase, Ein Ishus Lachatzayim. There's no such thing as a half an Ishus. The privilege of Ishus comes with the responsibility of Ishus. The Torah envisions. Shirk Sosvona. That's not up for grabs. So altering that is Masa Masha Kosavatara. That's an interesting finish. Sometimes it might be hard to tell. How do you know when one way, when another way? How do you know if that's true? There's a comment to the Ramban. This Ramban is found in the Hosafos, the Sefer HaMitzvos, in Mitzvah Yabez. And those who see a base, that's where the Ramban, we discussed this before, this Ramban, where the Ramban does not count lo yuchal avakir as a lot. The Torah says you can't play around with the Seder HaNachlo. And all of a sudden you decide the Bechor is not going to get Mishnayim. The Pasuk says lo yuchal avakir as ben avokah apnei ben asnah b'chor. So fine, the Ramban does not count it as a lot. And the Ramban says, what do you mean? That's an Isser Lo Saseh. Lo Yuchel Avaker. Why doesn't the Rambam think that that's an Isser Lo Saseh? It's a fascinating machlokas, the Rambam and the Ramban, whether that's an Isser or whether that's Al-Kidim, what we call a Shlimah, an impossibility. Right? In English, when you say you cannot, sometimes the connotation is you may not. You may not means that there's an Isser. And sometimes you cannot means just it's impossible. Right? You cannot run a 3-minute mile. Does not mean that there's an Isser. Cannot be done. That's how the Rambam understood lo yuchal avaker. The Torah does not recognize that act. Cannot be done. You cannot deprive the Bechor of Pishnayim. You write in your will that the Bechor is not get Pishnayim, and then the person dies, the Bechor will get Pishnayim. The Rambam did not understand that at all to be an Isser. But rather, Al Pidin, it's what we call a Shlima. It's fascinating. Many different Makaros. When it comes to a Yivam Lashuk, the Pasuk says, Lo Sihya Esha Samesh Sachutz Elizar. Right? Does that mean she shouldn't marry anyone else? Or she cannot marry anyone else? That's a suffix of Shmuel. It's her Tfisas Kedushin. For Yivam Lashuk. If it just means she shouldn't, that's an Yisr Chavid Avim. There's Tfisas Kedushin of Chavid Avim. But if Lo Yuchal here means, Lo Sihya Esha Samesh Sachutz Elizar means, Lo Tia Bo Havaya, it means a great Kiddush, that there's no Tfisas Kedushin. The marriage is not a marriage. That's the machlokas the Ramban in this case as well. Ramban writes that no, the yuchal avaker is an iser. It's not just simply that which is a right the shlila. The Torah negates right, such a possibility. In the context of that discussion, the Ramban touches on masa masha kasevatara. The Ramban writes the following: why do we assume in kedushin yes, and in other cases no? Ramban writes a beautiful factor. When it comes to Shmira, Ramban doesn't mention an example of Shmira, but when it comes to cases of Shmira, the Torah gives you model A, model B, model C, that's fine. Does the Torah ever say no? That is a Yisrabis Midas. When it comes, however, to Sherksus Va'ona, the Torah doesn't simply say that marriage entails A, B, C. The Pasuk says, Lo Yigra. The Torah creates an Isser. Well, if the Torah creates an Isser, of course you cannot be Masneh. There the Torah has a vested interest. That's a shibud, sher ksus va'ona. The Torah says you must and you cannot. That's mashmal shem of the Torah. When it comes to shmira, in those cases, that's how we did it. Let's say when it comes to halva, what just said Tosa says halva is nishayvus midas. I can't make a tonight. Person comes to me for a loan and I see he's down and out. So I say, you know what, pay me back 50 cents on the dollar. I can't do that. That's masa masha kasa the Torah. The Torah says you have to pay in full, and I have no right to say, yeah, pay back part. Of course you have a right to assume. Why is that true? The Torah doesn't say there's an isser in doing so. How far is the ischaimus midas? In achinami, you can't exceed. There's an isser ribis. But barring those isurins, of course it's subject to your own discretion. Tosas is going to bother to get me that pedal on days from the case of Kras Ksusi. If I go over to them and say, go ahead, Hezek Mamon, rip my shirt, and don't worry, be potter, I won't press charges. Tosas is even bothered. So simple that should be legitimate. After all, we're talking about an act of hezek. Niskei mamon, or certainly cases niskei haguf. And Tosfos writes in Yusin Chiddush that maybe that works with mechila, not masna mashakasa b'torah. In Shomrim, that's not mechila. There was no chiyuv in any shape or form. We discussed the very beginning of the parak, very interesting lumbus when it comes to shmir. That the chiyuv of a shomer and gnei vaved is different than the chiyuv of a shomer when it comes to pshia. That the Rambam of the skiris for a basal of the gimel, that posheya maziku. Posheya is mazik. That's an interesting possibility that maybe there are different elements even within shmir. The chiyuv of achray is to watch the chayfetz. That's a pure ischaivus midas. Shia, maybe one could argue, maybe that has an element of a shibur. In fact, the Shita Kovetz is not saying, but Metzia Davtzayidal has a fascinating deal that when the Mishnah mentions cases of Masna Shemarchina, what's the case? Masna Shemarchina is pater min Ashvur. Couldn't the Mishnah have said that Masna Shemarchina is pater min Shia? Shita Kovetzus writes, maybe that would not work. Maybe it's nigh to exempt yourself not by Pshi would not work. That fits nicely with the Rambam, the Poshia Maziku. Maybe that element, like the Pshia, is an element of Hezek, Poshia Maziku. That's not just the Skamus Vidas. One could assume that in fact is the case. The Rambam writes another difference between Iskavos Midas as opposed to Shia. The Rambam writes this regarding the Katan. The Rambam writes in the Poskov Lamazik in Berdal Malachacha that stay away from Ketanim. Don't start up with them. Bigiyasan Ra. The Rambam quotes the Mishnah. If you're going to damage them, you're going to be Chayim. And if they will damage you, they're going to get off scot-free. They're a Katan. Yes and wrong. But the Rambam writes in Hilchos Mechira and Perach Chavtes, Chalav Aleph, Chalav Vav, that's not true Nekach U'Memkar. A child goes to a store and he purchases something and he doesn't pay for it and he says he'll pay later and the Mocher sells it to no problem. And then he turns to the Mocher and says, and you should have known the Mishnah, Figiyas and Rav, you shouldn't have dealt with me. I don't have to pay. The Rambam writes, certainly not. And when it comes to Mekach U'Memkar, we don't assume Pigiyasanra. Pigiyasanra means the Torah doesn't impose onshin shibudin ala katan. But the Rambam writes, when you're dealing with Mechira, Mekach U'Memkar, Yishayvus Midas, so the katan knows what he's doing. Right? So then that certainly is considered to be chal, and a katan can't walk away scot-free without observing his part of the deal. Boshem Shah, this could also be true in the Sugi Yadir Baba Kamadav and Bab Mabez of a Shomer Aveda. Rabbi Yosef says the Shomer Aveda is Dinah Kishomer Sam. One possibility is because of Osek and Mitzvah, fruit of Rabbi Osek. That's the Chiddush. The Gemara gives another portion of Shad Rabbi Osek. You know why a Shomer Beit is a Shomer Sachar? Because Rachmana Shad De Bal Baruch. Rachmana Shad De. That's exactly this point. Why are you a Shomer? Normally you're a Shomer because you agreed to become a Shomer. Well, if you agreed to become a Shomer, so you can become any type of Shomer you want. You can be a Shomer Chinam, a Shomer Sachar. You could even make a tonight to send yourself from cases of Shvuah. How did you become a Shomer Aveda? Out of the goodness of your heart. And therefore we should say that I never realized I would be Chayv and Geneva of Aveda, and therefore all I did was try to help the guy. No, that's exactly what Chiddush Rabbi Yosef saying. Rachmana Shavde. Rachmana Shavde means that Hashavas Aveda is a Shibur. It is not the Yishavas Midas. The Torah says, L'sukul Yisale. The Pasuk says, Hashav Teshivim. This is not discretionary. This is a Shibur. And when the Torah imposes Shibudim, Rabbi Yosef maintains, it's not enough to have a Shmira Kusa just to prevent Hezek. If the Torah posits a Shibud, that requires a Shmir Lola. When the Torah doesn't posit any Chi of Shmira, it's up to you, so whatever you want. But not in some other cases. These are a few examples, right, of this distinction. But the Meiri, Chedush Rebbe Nadavid, right, two further nafkaminas between cases and Kinlein Rabbeinu. The extreme Chiddush of the Meiri, it doesn't apply. The other Chiddush of the Meiri, which works in well with the Gemara, the Chiddush of the Ran, Chedush Rebbe Nadavid, right, is that no, just in the realm of Latzei Sidei Shamayim, right, then there's a difference between Shibud as opposed to cases of Haskadus. We've discussed some of this before, but these are important Maramakamas in this distinction. Okay.
Are we teaching on Thursday or no?
What's happening on Thursday?